This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So one of the great honors of my career has been the 25 years of Dave Murray and I have been together. It was everything. My mom was prouder of that day than law school, just the fact that I knew you. And one of the coolest things about that is for years and years now, Dave has premiered his seasonal forecast on the DGS and then followed up on Facebook and I'm sure other outlets. But today is the spring forecast, one of the most exciting of the year, right? I mean, spring is spring.
Yeah, but winter's the big one. Winter is the big one.
How did we do? How do we do, Dave?
How
did you do?
Yeah, what? December worked out very nicely. February has worked out very nicely. January was in the toilet. It was horrible. I mean, it would be like, I'd have to, if I was really giving it a grade, which I used to do on television, I'd give it an F. That's how bad it was. But that's very typical of a long-range forecast. When it goes sour, it really goes sour. It's not one of these things, well, you know, that was okay. It's usually very good or very, very bad. And every once in a while, you get a bad one.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, it's not an easy thing that you're doing, predicting the weather.
So, yeah. I got my big boy pants back on, so we're going to hit spring.
Let's do short-term first.
Cooler today, but still nice. A little windy, northwest wind. Tomorrow, we get the southerly flow back. Plenty of sunshine. It's windy and warm Friday afternoon. 70 for the high, and the record is 80 from 1972. So it's not a record, but boy, it is a good 20 degrees above average. Dry cold front comes through Friday night. Winds swing back to the northwest, and we go down to 32 degrees. Weekend, first weekend of March. Sunny, breezy, and it's chilly on Saturday. 44 for the high. That's a little bit below average, though not a lot. Saturday night, 27, and Sunday, sunny and 46 degrees. So the weekend in the 40s, it's going to seem kind of cold after the last several days here in the St. Louis area. Unsettled weather as we get into next week, and there is a chance of some thunderstorms, possibly Tuesday afternoon.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
You ready?
All right.
I'm ready.
Yeah, what do you want to know? You want to know anything first? Nah.
We have lots of questions. Nothing you'll answer, though. So
that's probably true. Yeah. Okay, let's just get right into it. First of all, spring begins in March, March 20th. Daylight savings time begins in March, March 9th. So that's coming up very, very quickly.
That's so exciting. Yeah, oh, my gosh. Exciting. That's not much long to wait at all.
Yeah. No, a couple weeks. That's about it. Okay, mild start to the month of March, kind of what we're in right now, even though it's going to be chilly over the weekend, and it will be chilly the first couple of days of March. Overall, relatively mild, and the first 6 days, let's kind of go with that. Then March, the March version of the Arctic cold front is going to open up, but it's the March version. It's not the January version. But once again, we will go back below average with our temperatures fairly consistent for the second and third week of March. Also thinking the last week of March will be cold, though it may not be quite as sharp. So even though we're going to have a nice week in March, the first part, the rest of the month looks kind of cold. Expect a late season frost or freeze during that period, second, third, fourth weeks of March. We do not rush the garden season. You can clean up whatever you want. Limited planting other than the cool season crops and flowers. Don't start thinking about tomatoes unless you're doing it inside. Peppers, the warm season crops are a no-no. Temperatures for the entire month should end up slightly below average. Colder, yes, but we're going to keep the crazy in check. I don't see any cold weather records at night or high temperature records in the month of March. Tree pollen will start to kick into gear this month, and then it gets tapped down for the rest of the month as the colder air takes over for the last 3 weeks. For moisture, snow is still a factor in the month of March, one of our heaviest snow months of the year. The news of March snow, it can be deep, it can be heavy, but typically does not hang around very long. So snowfall this month, March, I'm thinking one, maybe two more snowfalls for the St. Louis area. I can't put any numbers, anything like that, but the potential is there. Snowfall for the season, we mentioned this yesterday, that season runs from November until early April. It will be near to a little bit above average. Right now, we're at 18.3, and that's pretty close to where we should be, but it's the most snow we've had since 2018. We do start to think about severe weather in March, mild week to start, and then colder weather the rest of the month. March severe thunderstorms should be on the quiet side. We'll have to watch for about two events. Rainfall for the month will be near to a touch below average. Not concerned about flooding on the big rivers, limited snowpack, and overall rivers continue to be low. We've been kind of dry the last month, month and a half. Any strong to severe thunderstorms could bring some flash flooding, though, so we always have to pay attention to that. Things to look for in March. The red maples begin to bloom. Ticks start to appear. And the purple martins arrive. That is a solid sign of spring. There you go, March. Kind of cold.
Dave, speaking of the cold, I always ask you this. Being below average, are we still talking about highs maybe in the mid-40s to 50s?
We are talking, if you look at the whole month, I mean, our high average high right now is about 50 degrees. So, yeah, we're talking, okay. By the time we get to the end of March, let me just look at, I think I do have some stats here. The average high and low for March is 56 and 36. So, it's not January cold. I mean, it's March cold. March cold.
Sounds good to me.
It does. Okay. And, you know, it's just making me grateful that Kegs and Eggs is going to be inside this year because March 27th is opening day. Dave Murray's saying the last week of March is going to be cold.
Yeah. We're doing Kegs and Eggs inside Cardinals Nation this year. So if you're interested, go to KMOX.com and snatch up the tickets because we typically sell 500 under the tent. We're only selling 200 inside.
There you go.
Okay. April.
Going fast. April. Temperatures will be interesting in this April coming up. We get into a classic springtime swing thanks to the battle of winter and spring. Winter doesn't want to give up. Spring trying to take control. Temperatures should average out pretty close to average. I don't see any records high or low, but the growing season, the flowering trees will jump into the forefront. And of course, that means the pollen season is going to be rough in the month of April. That is all about tree pollen. And then the grass season is in the summer and the ragweed season is in the fall. So it's tree pollen coming up. Rainfall will be below average, could even be well below average. That would be a rarity for the month of April in St. Louis. Typically, April is a very wet month for us. Thunderstorms, interesting. It's April. Of course, we're going to have thunderstorms, but thinking this April will not be a hardcore rock and roll month, thinking the average outbreaks will be below average, 2 to 3 severe weather events. That kind of goes along with the dry month. Flooding concerns remain in check on the big rivers. Widespread flooding is not going to be a problem in the month of April. But again, flash flooding with the localized thunderstorms. Things to look for in April. The tent caterpillars start to appear. Hummingbirds start to come back into the area. Rachel, why do we call them hummingbirds?
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know this.
Because they don't know the words.
There you go.
There you go. Oh, man. You can almost see the sweat breaking out.
Oh, I can see it.
I was nervous. I was like, man, if I don't know it this year, I'm going to be in real
trouble. I was excited because then I knew you were coming my way, and I knew it. So.
And robins and other birds start to build their nest in the month of April. There you go. It's not an overly warm month by any means. It's kind of chilly. But, you know, we have to kind of deal. So March and April on the cool to chilly side for the St. Louis area. But we're warming up each day.
Okay. You know, what's interesting to me are the false springs, you know, like this morning I had my windows open. The birds were tweeting like crazy. It's interesting how even Mother Nature can be fooled a little bit.
Oh, absolutely. But that's what makes forecasting in St. Louis so great.
Cool. Okay, May.
You can have, you know, day like tomorrow, 70 degrees. And then in the 40s over the weekend for highs.
Right.
May. Spring roars into action in the month of May. Mild to warm temperatures all month long, except for one cold snap. I'll get to that in a second. If you've been following these, you know what that's going to be. It's all about spring, but there will be hints, even surges of summer, especially the last half of the month. Now, that brings us to the cool snap. It's known as the blackberry winter. It has nothing to do with blackberries on the vine. It has to do with blooming of the blackberry bush. It's also sometimes called the dogwood winter. It's around the 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th of May. Rarely turn my back on this feature. It's a cold run of weather, May cold. Not going to turn my back on it again this year. I very rarely go against this. Think more of a cool snap than a cold snap, but you're going to notice the difference. I don't see any records. Could be pushing, though, some record highs late in the month of May. When we add it all up, temperatures will be above average for the month of May, a shot at being well above average. Rainfall looks like it's going to be below average. That's really weird, too, like in April. But there will be a fine line of a series of severe weather events close, but the core action looks like it's going to be over the Ohio Valley, the central Great Lakes, and the central and the southern plains. So it's kind of all around us. It is the month of May. There will be severe weather. more active than March and April, but not thinking out of control. So that would be about 3 to 4 events, and that would be slightly below average. And that goes along, again, with rainfall being below average. However, with the severe weather, there will be locally heavy rains. With my rainfall thinking, flooding on the major river should remain in check. But any spring month, once again, we get the thunderstorms, there will be flash flooding. Things to look for in May. Watch for lightning bugs or fireflies in the evening. The chigger season begins and runs through September, and coyote pups begin emerging from the dens, and you can hear them howling, especially away from the city.
Aw. Coyote pups.
Aw, ticks.
But hummingbirds, you get that too, hummingbirds.
That's cool. It sounds good.
It sounds like a good forecast. It sounds like a fine spring to me.
We're not going to, typically we jump right into summertime, like the end of March. I don't think that's going to happen, but May does look like it's going to be quite warm.
Nice.
Very nice. And are you also going to be posting pictures of your pups along with this forecast?
I will. I've got some pictures of the girls, and they will be up. That will be on Facebook by 5 o'clock at the latest, and Rachel will also put it on KMOX. I'll send you that.
Absolutely. Later.
Appreciate your work, Dave. Thank you, buddy.
Yay. Thanks, guys.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's Almased.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.